This TFMR podcast is brought to you by your friends at JM Bullion. Visit jmbullion.com for all your gold and silver bullion needs. Well, greetings to everybody out there at TFMR. Hey, it is Monday, 31st of May. In the U.S., we call it Memorial Day. It is a three-day market holiday weekend, which means when we return on Tuesday, we're actually in the month of June. But for now, we're enjoying a three-day weekend, kind of the start of summer. And I have for you today another one of those special podcasts. You know, we've been doing quite a bit of these lately. But what I'm trying to discover are opportunities that maybe we can take advantage of in what is going to be a rising gold price environment in the years to come. You know, I'm pretty bullish about all of this deficit spending, the need for yield curve control, sharply negative real interest rates, about the only way the U.S. can manage all of this stuff. And that historically is just very good for gold prices, you know, and commodity prices in general. So when we can find companies, whether they're in just a resource space, the gold space, heck, even uranium, you know, we've been looking at uranium lately too. Find companies that are set to participate. Well, then that's something we want to look at. So that's what I've got for you today. This company specifically is called Gold Mountain Mining Corp. May not have heard of this one before, but it's some of our favorite people are involved in this one, which certainly piques my interest. And so I've got for you today Kevin Smith, who's the CEO. Kevin, thank you so much for spending a little time with me.
Thank you so much for having us today.
Kevin, tell everybody, first of all, let's just start with your background. And what drew you to this property, to this resource, and to get gold mountain mining off the ground?
Yeah, my background is real estate development, commercial and industrial projects. And I met a gentleman named Tukey Angus about 3 years ago at a lunch. And, you know, him and I decided to, he's a bit of a mining legend. And him and I decided to, after hitting it off, that we'd try to do a couple projects together. So Gold Mountain Mining is the first deal that him and I are doing. And we're fresh out of the gate here and really excited. I come from a private equity background. So really fundamentals of a business were important to me. And it was important to find something with cash flow. And I think with the Elk project, that's exactly what we have.
I would imagine, since you know you're excited about the space, you probably see the macro stuff about the same way most of us do. You know, with the deficit spending and the modern monetary theory road that we're heading down, is that all part of why you're excited about gold? Where do you see the price headed in the years to come?
Yeah, I mean, I think we're in an excellent environment here for precious metals, gold in particular. And that's really when I bought this project, you know, in May 2019, everyone thought I was crazy. Gold was kind of in the doldrums. No one was talking about it. It was around $1,200 and there was really good economics on it back then. And I've always been a bit of a gold bug and I've never really been able to wrap my head around this current monetary system that, you know, is being implemented by central banks and Western governments. And, you know, where we are today right now, I mean, last week you heard that we're looking at a $6 trillion budget stateside. You know, I just don't see how this can continue. Never in history has this worked out well. So I think we have excellent tailwinds behind us. And also, I'm pretty excited to see if Basel III gets pushed through here at the end of June. So I think there's a lot of excitement. I think there's a lot to be positive about. And with inflation running red hot, gold's always been a great place to be. So we're looking to have some exposure there and getting into cash flow near term so we can take advantage of what we feel are going to be elevated gold prices.
Yeah, I hear you, brother. And I'm looking at your company. And, you know, I've heard Keith Neumeyer sometimes refer to projects, especially past producing projects, as kind of a call option on price because your leverage and everything expands so quickly as price goes up. I'm looking at your main project you have. You mentioned earlier the Elk Gold Project. It's in British Columbia. It's about 3 hours, maybe 3.5 hours east of Vancouver. It looks like it's got existing infrastructure, and actually it has been a past producing mine. So we know the gold's there. What can you tell us about that project?
Yeah, so, you know, we feel extremely fortunate. past operators have pulled out an average of 97 grams a ton historically. It's been in production twice. The last groups that had it just ran into a really tough gold market, and they didn't have the greatest mine contracting agreements and toll milling agreements with the groups they were operating with. There's about $50 to $60 million spent historically on it. It's got a ton of information, a ton of data. It was sitting in Equinox Gold Corp's hands, and you know, they have some really large ambitions there. And they were focused on some other assets that they had in their portfolio. This was something sitting on the shelf from a flurry of mergers that resulted in Equinox Gold Corp. So kudos to my business partners, Grant Carlson and Ronald Wu. They went in, made an offer, and I'm fortunate enough to be a part of on the capital market side and financing this project with them. So with all the infrastructure that's in place, it's already permitted. That gives us the ability to get back into production really quickly with a really lean CapEx. And we're extremely excited. So we'll start at around 20,000 ounces a year production. That's a strategic number because it keeps us under the requirement for an environmental assessment if we stay under 75,000 tons a year. And then as soon as we're in production and cash flow, that allows us to expand in a non-dilutive manner. So we'll continue aggressively drilling the property out. We know there's lots more gold there. Near term, we'd like to see the resource up over 1 million ounces. Long term, we feel there's an opportunity for a couple million ounces, given that there's 8 other zones that are already drill tested. And we want to do all of that in a non-dilutive fashion with the cash flow that kicks off and scale up production up into that around that 65,000 ounce a year production profile. So we just recently put out an updated updated PEA. We increased our NPV by 20% to $231 million Canadian, and have an all-in sustaining cost of $554 an ounce, which we're extremely encouraged by, and I think highlights the economics of the project really well.
Yeah. And that just came out. I'll have a link on this page to that so people can look through it. But dropping those all-in sustaining costs, and again, you think it's an actual, I mean, it's been in production. We know the gold's there, and you're able to go in there and over time even expand how much gold you're able to do. I mean, that just widens out your margins pretty well, doesn't it?
Yeah, no, we're extremely excited. While our PEA contemplates a production profile of 65,000 ounces a year, we're looking to continue expand upon that. We really think there's an opportunity to create 100,000 ounce a year producer here. You know, we feel the gold market's primed. This is about as good an environment as you could get for gold. And with us being in production, we're going to be able to take advantage of those margins you just highlighted.
Yeah. And you talk about putting this back into production. Is that a goal for later this year? What are kind of your timeline at this point?
Yeah, we went public in December, and we've kind of flown under the radar. Mm-hmm. But we've had really aggressive timelines from day one. So we plan to be in commercial production by November. We're starting construction right now as we speak. All the equipment's mobilized on site and getting going. We have permission from the provincial regulators here in BC for early works and construction, which is typically a pretty good sign that they're confident on our permit amendment being approved. We'll get into waste rock mining in July and August, ore mining in September. We'll start delivering ore to New Gold, who is our ore purchase partner. They have a facility called New Afton that's 130 kilometers up the highway. We'll deliver our ore to them, and they have 17 days to pay us. They take on all risk of recovery. As soon as we drop it off, they have, we have excellent terms. Great cash flow turnover. And, you know, we're going to use that cash flow to continue really aggressively drilling this project and scaling up our production profile, all in a non-dilutive fashion. So lots to be excited about over the next couple quarters here.
Yeah, it sounds like you've done a lot of the hard work. You mentioned that was one that ore agreement was something that the previous owners didn't have or wasn't really in their favor. That sounds pretty good, though.
Yeah, the last group had what was called a toll milling agreement, which is usually predatory to the junior miner. We went out and sought more of a partnership type relationship with New Gold. You know, our ore and material is perfect for the flow sheet that they have at their facility. They need a bump in their gold grade for their copper con that they're putting out. So it's a nice relationship there where they get 11% of the metals payable. We retain 89% of the metals payable. And it gives them a better shot at better pricing in the copper con market when they go to sell. So we're really pleased to have that arrangement. And, you know, it gives us a lot of cash flow to be able to continue expand this project, looking at putting a second drill on the property once we are in cash flow, just to show the market how serious we are about scaling this project up.
Yeah. And it's always been open pit, right, Kevin?
Yeah, previously it was an open pit, and towards the end of the mine life, we had a pretty serious strip ratio. So we're now looking at going open pit for the first couple of years, and then it will be an open pit underground hybrid, which will eliminate about half it'll eliminate a huge amount of waste rock, which is, you know, huge for lowering our costs, also our environmental footprint. Yep. And that means, you know, we're delivering the higher grade ore that's at the deeper parts of our resource and, you know, allows us to really, really continue pushing this project forward with a super low CapEx. With this arrangement that we have with New Gold, we can continue delivering the more throughout the entire project. They're really excited about the opportunity of getting our high-grade ore to supplement the product that they're processing. So, all in all, really positive stuff.
Yeah, I'm picturing this in my mind. It's almost like an expanding, I don't want pyramid, it isn't like the right term because that has negative connotations. But you know the gold's there, and you get it out of there, and you ship it off. You get the cash back and you can drill more, you can expand more, and you get the gold out of there and you ship it off and then you can drill and expand more. I mean, this seems pretty logical.
Yeah. I mean, a lot of mines like this, you know, you would be stuck in an environmental assessment process for 3-4 years. You'd be having a massive CapEx of building a mill on site. All of that is equals dilution to shareholders. And we're trying to defend our cap table as best we can. We've done a good job of keeping a really tight structure to date. And that's something that we're really focused on. So being able to get in the cash flow puts us in a position where, you know, we can only finance at levels that make sense if we want to, you know, continue expanding the business and looking at other projects, or we can just use the proceeds of mining and keep that really tight structure.
Yeah. Well, all right, let's talk about the balance sheet and how much cash you have on hand and the team that you've assembled around you. Because that's, you know, you got the jurisdiction part right. We know about Canadian mining. You feel good about the infrastructure. That's always very important. But also team, you know, it's like if the gold's there, it has been there historically, you feel good that there's more gold to be found. If the team has done it before, you got wise people there, they know what they're doing, then that increases confidence too. So about 60 million shares or so outstanding gives me a market cap, at least in US dollars, a little north of $100 million. How does your balance sheet look, and what else can you share about, again, the team and the financials?
Yeah, we have a really healthy balance sheet. We started the month of May with just over 9 million in the bank. We just made a payment to Equinox Gold Corp, which was considered to be one of the biggest risks around the project, being able to make that $3 million payment. So that got paid last week. So we still have $6 million. We have a bunch of warrants that are still in the money from our qualifying transaction round, as well as our strategic round that we completed a little while ago. So, you know, with all those funds considered, very healthy position, we're looking at potentially doing another financing, once we get some clear guidance from the provincial regulators up here on our permitting. And then from our perspective, we're hoping that's the last raise that we need to do until we're in cash flow in November. We're feeling really positive, price levels where it is today. You know, it's not super dilutive to current shareholders, there's a lot of appetite. We're being approached by a lot of groups right now to do financings, but we're just looking for whichever group is the right fit right now.
So then I want to, that's a great segue, Kevin. You're a very good guest. That's a great segue to talk about Crescat and their involvement with you, because I've known Tavi Costa now for, I don't know, a little over a year. And they're a very sharp group out in Denver. And I know they're involved with your company. And by extension, Dr. Henny is on board too. Tell me a little bit about Crescat's involvement and why Dr. Henny is interested in this.
Yeah, we're, you know, we feel extremely blessed to have Crescat on board, incredibly intelligent macro group over there, and to have their support behind this project was huge. They came in with a lead order in our last financing that we did at 97 cents. And, you know, that really stemmed from Dr. Quentin Henny and his interest in the project. He tried to purchase this 5 or 6 years ago unsuccessfully, and he's looking at this as his second kick at the cat. And yeah, we're extremely fortunate to have him on board. You know, he really pushed us to look at the underground potential here. Our story was very open pit focused. And he said, you know, you got to point those drills a little bit deeper, and you got to start looking at the underground potential to eliminate your strip ratio. And anytime you can have a guy like that surrounding your deal and shepherding, you know, a young management team is absolutely huge. And then you take a look at how successful our phase one drill program was. We went 41 for 41 on hitting mineralization in every hole on an 8,700 meter drill program to be able to add 250,000 ounces, you know, extremely successful program, very efficient with the drill bit. And that's given us a lot of confidence continuing to play out this geological model that we've put together with Quentin and our team here.
Is he an ongoing advisor then, Kevin, kind of pointing you in the right direction?
Absolutely. Yeah. He came on as an advisor shortly after that strategic round that we did. He was instrumental in that round, you know, bringing Crescat to the table with a lead order. They also have a participation right on all future financings that we do. So, you know, the fact that they were that interested is huge. And he also brought in a syndicate of high net worth and institutions from Europe and the U.S. that came into that round as well. So he's definitely an active advisor. And, you know, we feel very blessed to have him on the team.
Yeah, no doubt. And again, that's what always seems to pique my interest, just because he's got such a great track record and he certainly knows what he's looking for. And the fact that he's involved in pointing you in the right direction up there on a producing mine, and with the way you've got this business plan structured, and everything else that's going with it. And this latest PEA, Kevin, it certainly sounds interesting to me. What have I missed? Is there anything else that is glaringly obvious that I haven't had a chance to ask you about yet?
No, I think you highlighted it really well. I kind of missed answering the part about the team and the guys around the project.
Oh, yeah. We missed that part.
We've got a lot of operational experience here. It's a young management team, but our president, Ron Wu, and Grant Carlson have a ton of experience building and operating mines here in BC. And Grant's a former consultant on the permitting and mine planning side. So, you know, we know what it takes to put these kind of mines into production. And, you know, we're really excited about continuing to deliver on this aggressive timeline to our shareholders. And, you know, we're still very much flying under the radar. So really appreciate, you know, you giving us the opportunity to introduce this to your audience today. And yeah, look forward to chatting with you more about it.
It's certainly very intriguing. Now you're out there in kind of, I guess we'll call it South Central British Columbia. Can you work year round? I mean, you're not up there where it's only a couple months a year.
Yeah, absolutely. That's a huge advantage of this project. We have a very mild climate where we are in the province here. It does get snow, but very workable. Our drill program started in December and ran all the way to March, which is pretty unique. And we knocked out 8,700 meters and again added 250,000 ounces. So we're turning the drills loose again here. We've got HEG Exploration who's leading our exploration program, and a very talented young group of guys based in Kelowna, which is about half an hour from the project. Yeah, we're really excited to continue pushing this thing up over 1 million ounces and beyond.
Yeah, that's fantastic. All right. So we're hoping everything moves along forward. We got 6 months until we get to November. Is anything else we should keep an eye on, I guess, over the next couple of months before we start getting, you know, close to where we're producing?
Yeah, there's going to be lots of news flow. We've got the drills turning. We've got, obviously, there'll be permit updates that are coming along as we progress here. And we're pretty active on the news flow front. We've got a PFS that's being completed by JDS Energy and Mining. Quinton introduced us to those guys. They're, you know, arguably the best in the business when it comes to underground mining. So we wanted to, you know, get that brand recognition around our pre-feasibility study, which is due in September, October-ish. And that'll further just support the economics of this project as we can continue to build it out.
Yeah. Kevin, great stuff. I'm glad I got a chance to get to know you. Because like I said, when I first heard about this company about a week ago, I went, well, this is interesting. This piqued my interest. I hope we can keep in touch. Maybe we can visit again once we get into the autumn and see how things are coming together up there.
Absolutely. Love that opportunity for sure. And thank you very much again for having us on the show today.
It has been my pleasure. Again, we've been talking to Kevin Smith, CEO of Gold Mountain Mining Corp, symbol up in Canada, GMTN. That's easy enough, Gold Mountain. And stick an F on it down here in the States. You got GMTNF. So I'll have some links on this page, even a little video that you can watch. Tell you a little bit more about Gold Mountain Mining Corp. Of course, it is always your job, not just take my word for it. You got to do all your own research. You got to do all your due diligence. You got to find out if this fits into your risk parameters, your risk tolerance, your time horizon, all the rest. But this is certainly one to kick the tires on. Again, thank you, Kevin Smith, CEO, Gold Mountain Mining Corp. And everybody have a great rest of your holiday weekend. And we'll have another one of these special podcasts for you very soon.